you not to embarrass and ask questions. There's quite a few doctors and nurses who will explain to you what is going on with your body, which I find nice.
Would they always have done that even back in 1983?
I don't know, because I didn't know so much then about the body, so I didn't tend to ask too much question. But now, as I get older and I learn more, I am not afraid to ask the questions.
Any differences in the way doctors treat you compared with nurses?
I think some nurses, they doesn't know as much as the doctor. So if you ask the doctor a straightforward question, and you just said to doctors, "Please tell me the truth, it's my body, and I would like to know what is going on with my body," and they would tell you. They respect your wishes, some of them.
Have you had any diabetes specialist nurses?
That's where I'm going now, up to the diabetes nurses. They are the one that's going to take me through the insulin again.
Now let's talk about your diet through your life. You talked a little about the food you had in St. Kitts. What would your typical meals have been like in this country before you were diagnosed with diabetes?
Oh, anything. English meal, West Indian meal. I eat anything up till now. I eat my yam, my sweet potato, my dashin, my breadfruit. I eat rice, Irish potatoes, what we call Irish potatoes, English potatoes. And I eat the lot. I eat plenty of vegetables. Plenty of it I eat. But I eat a mixture of all meals.
When you were first diagnosed with diabetes, in what ways did they say you should change your diet?
It's not stopping me from eating anything. It's only the amount. That's all. The amount. And that's what had me going, because I tends to eat a little bit too much. But as long as I eat sensible amount of everything,